question remains, like, if we look at CAP and we go back to where it originated and what it was for, and yes, it was to feed the people of Europe, to provide food, to subsidise farming, to ensure that production could be got up and that farmers would be assisted in all of that. It has evolved over the years, and it has evolved into assisting with, I suppose, investment in automation. It has involved an investment in farms being able to diversify. It has evolved into, you know, and much has been mentioned in regard to the whole stuff around the environment and environmental schemes and all those things. It has gone into places where it was never envisaged it would go in the beginning. However, this is where we are, you know, and we have to recognise that also. And I just wonder, in respect of, and it brings me back to the point I asked in the very beginning was, you know, that would the cut impact the amount of food that we produce in Ireland and be able to export? And would it impact the food security of Europe? And I suppose the other, obviously, follow-on from that is, if we're saying it will, and it's going to do that, and it's going to impact the number of young people that are going to go into farming, because fewer are going to go into farming, if there's going to be a less opportunity there for them. What do we do to arrest that? What can we do if there is an element of a cut? And I don't think we should be accepting that at this stage, Chair. I think we need to be working to ensure, and I think your report will reflect that we need to be working in this country for to ensure that there is not a cut to the budget, and that budget is maintained and retained for the food security and food quality of the people of the European Union. However, if there is, that we have to have in a position, where is the additional finance going to come from? Because it clearly has to come from somewhere. Because if we're saying that our agricultural sector is so vital to the Irish economy and we're going to allow it to be sacrificed, I don't think that is appropriate. So I just wonder, where do you feel, various farmers, where do you feel the assistance can come from for to fill that gap, for to ensure that we have got the money to make that provision?